Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse Go listeners. It's me, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
And I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
What a coincidence that we're both here.
Yes, on the show that we host.
It's a Max Fun Drive time. And as we teased in last week's episode, we have a very special treat for you.
Yes, this is an extra episode. Usually we're throwing out one episode a week. This time, we got two! A second episode that we recorded live at SF Sketchfest with a Mr. Tony Hale.
Maybe you've heard of him from that Volkswagen commercial where he dances to Mr. Roboto in the 90s.
Or Arrested Development or Veep.
Yeah,
those two also those beloved things. Comedy nerd shows.
Yes. And he's perfect in, like truly transcendently brilliant.
And John Roderick, Max Fun host in his own right, a superstar musician from the Long Winters.
Yeah, our friend from the Friendly Fire podcast.
Yeah, this was a really, really fun show. I laughed my butt off, and I'm really, really excited you guys get to hear it. And we wanted to bring you an extra episode because it's Max Fun Drive, and we wanted an extra chance to talk to you about how cool it is to go to MaximumFun.org/donate.
You know, we invited Maximum Fun listeners who play an instrument and were coming to Jordan Jesse Go Live in San Francisco to bring their instrument without much further explanation. We then had them all go off and learn a song to play with Roderick all together all at once.
Yeah, it's a delightful kind of madness.
Yeah.
I will say this is probably our most insane live show ever.
Yes, it was very crazy.
In a really good
not
way.
Not just because both of my parents were in the same room for the first time in like 20 years.
Yeah, a lot going on in this episode.
If you want to hear what it's like for me to do comedy while I'm having anxiety attacks about like my parents' relationship when I was 11, then this is a good show to listen
wow.
to. My parents don't like
sell.
Each other, Jordan. They don't like each other.
Why don't we let this sucker play for a little bit, and we'll come back and talk about some of the cool stuff you can get if you go to MaximumFun.org/donate.
Let's go to the stage of the Punchline in San Francisco, California.
For Jordan, Jesse, go!
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective, unsure of where to sit.
What a joy it is to
yeah.
be here.
Yeah, just a little something for the home listener. We are recording this at 1 p.m. on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, is anyone brunch drunk? A couple of very earnest hands shot up. Is anyone brunch on shrooms?
San Francisco.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, what a joy it is to be here. Both of my parents are here, as far as I know. This is exciting for me. They're going to get to see a side of me that they probably would prefer not to see. I'm going to be frank with you.
Couldn't
you have gone to graduate school? They'll be thinking.
I think I'm in a unique position to just kind of say whatevs on a podcast because my mom still refers to the podcast as my blog. Are you still doing your blog? She will ask.
Jordan, there's a lot of people here, I'm sure, from...
Fuck, shit, diarrhea. See, I can say whatever.
But I would never say that at home.
Jordan, there's a lot of people here from San Francisco and the San Francisco
yes.
Bay Area. I'm sure there are also some folks here who have made a trip to be here at SF Sketchfest.
Yeah, anybody who's like kind of from out of town, anybody make it? Yeah,
quite
some
a few
travelers.
People
anybody staying? Anybody staying in an Airbnb while they're here?
Anybody Airbnb? Yeah, I heard some. I heard some applause. I'm glad that we did this then because we got an email from Airbnb. Could we make a few quick announcements?
Yeah, it's a little housekeeping before we start.
The messaging system at Airbnb is down, so
oh.
they just have a few... Oh, we're doing dong tails first?
So, no. For the listener at home, here's what happened. We have slides... For the listener at home, we have slides to accompany the various bits of the show. We thought these Airbnb announcements,
which aren't real.
We're going to be first, but apparently the first thing we're going with is dong tails, which is a slide I jokingly asked Brian to make at breakfast, and apparently he actually made it, thereby cementing us into a segment called Dong Tails. No, let's fucking go with it, man.
My dong tail.
No, it's fine. I'm just. Okay. No, we should do dong tail. People are pumped for it, right?
Are you enjoying the show so far, Mom?
Yeah. So they said that New York City was the fifth lead of Sex in the City. Our dongs are the second, the third, and fourth co-host of this show.
Yeah.
So why not? Because we each have had some significant dong happenings recently.
Yeah, mine was pretty quick. I mean, we're staying at...
That's what she said.
We're staying at a sort of sad business hotel. And I had to use the bathroom in the lobby. Turns out it was in the lower level after a long series of corridors. And when I finally got there, I opened the door, and it was a very small bathroom with two urinals. And the mirror was on one wall, and then the urinals were on the wall that was perpendicular to that wall. So if you imagine a corner with a giant wall-sized mirror and then two urinals. In between the two urinals, there was a divider, but there was a man peeing on the right-hand side of the divider, and I had to pee on the other side of the divider where it was basically just a dong display mirror. Like, it was as though they had intentionally placed the mirror to highlight my schwanz.
Now, you went to the concierge and asked them to replace it with a funhouse mirror so it looked bigger?
Yeah. It ended up just looking like a butt plug.
Oh, sure.
Flared bass and all.
Yeah, yeah. You can do a long, skinny one and then do a funny voice for it.
Yeah.
I make pee. Anyway, so my... The dong happening in my life right now is... I have recently gotten comfortable, enthusiastic about having nude chit chat in the gym locker room.
Now you're on an Adult Swim.
Yes,
team.
Adults only. Very discreet. It's a very discreet swim team. Of adults.
What's nice about being on an Adult Swim team is you're automatically shaved.
Yeah, sure. Right, yeah. Not me, baby. All natural. I don't care if it makes me slower. It's like when the Flash wears a lead boot. All right. But I, you know, and obviously, like, there are some seasoned swimmers on this team who will prance around in the locker room like it ain't no thing.
Yeah,
and it was a thing to me for a while, but I've slowly become more comfortable with it, and I found myself recently having dong out chit chat, pleasant chit chat about traffic, what that closed Froyo place might turn into, and what's a good comic book to try for a new reader.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So, all just hanging dong.
What did you recommend?
Well, I mean, another nude man was saying that, you know, Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns is obviously a classic and it's standalone. But, I mean, I was making the argument that, you know, that is very indicative of a kind of 80s comic storytelling that, while very influential, maybe doesn't represent the breadth of comic tones out there these days. Imagine this nude. Imagine
Jordan.
This...
Jordan, please keep talking because my penis is growing.
We don't need that funhouse mirror anymore.
No.
Okay, dong tails, right?
And that was dong tails, ladies and gentlemen.
Show of
a
hands.
Slide we didn't realize Brian had actually put in the presentation.
Show of hands, who wants that to be a recurring segment?
Yes, that's a solid 20%.
And now show of hands, who's bummed they came?
I think the secret of our program is to have enough segments that if 20% of the audience likes each of them leaves with one happy memory.
Like we said, a lot of people are kind of in from out of town and staying at Airbnb. So Airbnb got in contact with us and just wanted us to relay a couple of messages. Again, this is not necessarily for comedy. It's just informative. So
So the first message is from these kind folks. It's feel free to join me in my yoga practice at 7 a.m.
But be aware, it's highly sensual. Feel free to get to know our pups. Frankie, the golden doodle with the bandana, loves to play fetch. Spot, the Alsatian, will do anything for belly rubs. And Cerberus, the three-headed one, guards the gates of Hades.
So, make sure to put coins on your eyes if you die to pay for your passage across the river Styx. LOL, LOL, LOL.
Feel free to use the spices in the kitchen cabinet.
Except the marjoram. That's for daddy.
There are fresh linens in the hall closet.
If all the regular towels are dirty, just use the sex towels. Those are on the top shelf. Don't be alarmed if the air smells a little bit like cabbage. That just means my grandma Phyllis got into the vents again.
Don't confront her. She's a real Wolverine.
No direct eye contact.
Yeah.
You'll notice that your room is heated by a gas fireplace. So, be sure to eat a lot of beans before you come over.
Or, barring that, some other kind of musical fruit. And, of course, feel free to use the Wi-Fi. The network name is Jesus is Lord Forever, and the password is Spit in My Mouth, Daddy. It's an Airbnb announcement, so I just, you know, suss those out, who those were for.
A few quick. Should we bring our guest on?
Let's do.
You know him from the smash hit podcast Friendly Fire and from his career as a singer-songwriter in the band The Long Winters. Please welcome to the stage John Roderick. John, we booked you on the show as the musical guest.
Yeah.
When you're performing music, what instrument do you usually perform with?
I was originally a guitar player, and then over the course of my career, I was offered the opportunity / forced to learn other instruments because there are a lot of guitar players, and if you want to stay in the business, you got to pick up some other...
So what instruments overall do you play?
Guitar, bass, piano, any synthesizer, really anything that makes noise, I will... go after.
Okay. Yeah.
Try and make some sound.
So, I mean, I know we had, you know, kind of a time in indie rock a couple of years back where, you know, like an Arcade Fire was big. So then was like everybody in your world just rushing to learn how to play an alpenhorn?
Yeah. You had these bands with 14 different musicians in them. But then you realize if you're going to take that show on tour, every one of those people needs a chicken fried steak every day. And that gets very expensive.
John, I'm sorry you haven't gotten your chicken fried steak yet. I know you'll have to eat it here on stage.
You brought me a banana, and that was nice.
I did bring John a banana. True story.
There's no banana tail slide?
No banana yeah.
We could just use dong tails.
We could use, yeah, a banana is the
John,
dong of the fruit world.
So, John, a partial list of the instruments that you know how to play. You know how to play a keyboard.
Yep.
Or a synthesizer.
Yep.
Certainly its cousin, the piano.
Yes.
If you had to, you could play a harpsichord.
Yes.
A guitar you could play.
Yes. A bass.
Bass guitar. So,
now,
John,
you're
the musical guest on our show, and we've listed all these amazing instruments that you can play in addition to singing.
Mm-hmm.
What instruments have you brought with you today?
Well, you know, the great thing about Sketchfest is there are a lot of people that bring instruments, and I learned several years ago that I could just come.
So, in other words, you did not bring an instrument.
No, I didn't bring any instruments. I've done a few shows so far where I played music, but someone else had a guitar or ukulele or some spoons.
Yeah.
And... And so I didn't. I didn't have to schlep.
And you could probably.
Anything.
You could probably jam on a chicken fried steak if you needed to, right?
I could
slap
make
it against your face rhythmically.
I could make such beautiful music with a chicken fried steak right now.
Well, watch the gravy splash,
John. When we found out that you had not brought a musical instrument to be our musical guest on today's program, we put out a call to the audience. Now, as I call your name...
Wait a minute. This is a very, very... This portends.
As I call your name, if you're here, could you please stand? First of all, Gabriel O.
Gabriel O.
Hello, Gabriel.
My note about Gabriel says, Gabriel has been playing acoustic guitar for 10 years, which is what someone who's bad at playing acoustic guitar would say.
Also, I would describe Gabriel's vibe as Metallica roadie.
Justin K. is here. Do we have Justin K.?
There's Justin. Hi, Justin.
Justin's wife, Sarah, wrote in on his behalf and said he's a talented baritone saxophone player.
Okay.
Quote, a real jazz cat.
I'm more of a jazz dog person.
Yeah.
Just describe Justin's vibe, I would say normal man.
Yeah.
Justin, did you bring a baritone saxophone to this event?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Matt L., are you here, Matt L.? Matt L. just got here. Matt convinced his ensemble mates to end practice early so he could rush across town to be here. He is a professional classical guitarist.
Excellent.
I would describe Matt's vibe as can't see him from here. He's far in the back. He just came in. So he's
Matt,
in the back,
I saw him. He has kind of a Claire Danes vibe.
She's good in everything.
Yeah, she really is.
And finally, Mark W. Mark W., are you here? Here's Mark W. He brought his melodica today.
Oh, yeah.
And he jammed with John once at Max FunCon.
Yes. Did you take the songwriting class? Yeah.
I would describe Matt's vibe as weed-dealing pizza guy. It's a pizza guy who also deals weed.
John, Jordan, not everyone here can be a miscellaneous person at Tuck Company. We also need weed dealing pizza guy, our two primary demographics. So it sounds like you've got at least 4, possibly 5 accompanists.
Oh, I should mention, I saw the classical guitarist's instrument. Uh-huh. It is an 8-string, harmonically tempered acoustic guitar. Oh. Not acoustic, it's a gut string classical guitar.
And so, a harmonically tempered guitar is when they drop it into water after they take it out of the forge?
That's right. So that you can... It's much better if you get into a samurai fight.
Just worth noting, while you were describing the guitar, a woman down front went, dong tails. Which I think we could probably just punctuate everything with for the remainder of the show.
That seems like a little song interstitial that you could just put into your show from now on.
Dong tails.
Woo! Tales of wieners, something, something, dog tails.
You're going to have to give us a while of this duck tails parody, okay? It's not.
Workshop it.
Found it. It came up here. It'll be really good.
I was backstage like, vomit on my sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. getting ready to freestyle song parodies. So, with the two guitarists, the melodica, and the baritone sax, do you think you can whip up an arrangement of one of your tunes?
Oh, one of my tunes?
Or a tune.
A tune.
Yeah. A tune.
Something by John Lennon that'll get us sued.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we could probably, throw together a version of Classical Gas.
Yeah.
Or Bohemian Rhapsody, maybe.
You have not met any of these people ahead of time,
nope.
Outside of the guy who came to Max FunCon. Confirmed?
Right. No, he and I worked together at one point, and you're absolutely right. He's a pizza-delivering drug dealer.
Yep.
So we're going to give you guys a few minutes to go out on the patio and work up an arrangement, and we'll see how it comes out. Let's hear it for John Roderick.
John Roderick. Soon to...
All right, see you soon.
Debuting an all-new song.
It's a lot to ask of him, but frankly, it's his own fault.
Sure. Should have brought a guitar.
Yeah.
Or something.
Should we bring in our other guest?
I would love to. This is very exciting.
Our other guest is most of the way to an EGOT, probably, because his name is Tony, and he has an Emmy, I think.
Sure. And his middle name is Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Well, that's not part of the EGOT, but...
He's got a couple Golden Globes, if you know what I'm talking about.
Jesse!
He's talking about his honkers. He's, of course, one of the stars of Arrested Development and Veep, as well as the guy who did the dance to Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto, in that Volkswagen advertisement from the late 1990s, early 2000s. Please welcome to the stage, Tony Hale.
Hello.
Now, Jordan, now that Tony's up here, take a good look at those bazooms.
They're very nice.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Hello, all.
Tony Hale, bring in a glass of red wine on stage.
I know. I was thinking, should I say something? Should I not? My stomach has been bugging me a little bit, so
so red wine actually makes a fire.
Red wine tends to settle it, so I realize it's, what time is it?
1:15, maybe.
It's not a good time to drink red wine, but...
To be fair, not a good time to do a comedy show, yet here we are.
What's under here?
Ooh, we're going to get to that. That's okay. Maybe our biggest celebrity guest.
How exciting.
For the listener at home, we have a covered item on stage that is going to be very exciting. Tony, I learned some very fun facts about you backstage during our just kind of pre-show chatting.
Sure.
Maybe the thing I was most delighted by, you are a big, passionate fan of chain restaurant desserts.
I do love chain restaurants. I like chain restaurants in general.
Yeah.
Is this like a connection to your childhood or something?
You know, good question. It is. I was raised in Florida, and I like a mall. I really actually love a mall. Did somebody just go, oh. Hey. That's my happy place. But I love a mall. I love a food court. Mm. I love the fact I'm not a hiker, but I love mall walking. And
Most mall walkers are pretty hardcore about hiking.
Thank you. And I love Central Air. And it's just... actually, my daughter learned to walk in a mall. I would take her to the indoor playgrounds and let her go.
And her first word was Sunglasses Hut, right?
Sure. Or Spencer's, one of the two.
Yeah, sure.
But anyways,
our children
so chain
are
restaurants
real
today.
Spencer's gifts.
Thank you. Thank you. Let me just, like, command you an alt of that. Maybe didn't land like you wanted it to. Just going to do an alt of that quick. Brian can edit these together. Our children are the real Orange Julius.
I love
that. That also didn't go great, so maybe we'll just cut that whole part.
But anyways, chain restaurants came out of that, too.
I love Orange Julius, too. If I see an Orange Julius, I'm there. But I have not seen an Orange Julius in a decade.
It's funny. I will say that's not in my camp. Mine is more the Great American Cookie Company. Does anybody resonate? Thank you. I see you nodding. However, I think they changed their icing recipe, and I'm not a fan.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Because I like the double doozy.
I contend that the Arby's horsey sauce is different.
Oh.
And I will not go back until I've been issued an apology.
You know what? I hear you.
Thank you.
Loud
they called me a liar, and it's... Anyway, I don't appreciate it.
Sure.
I don't appreciate it.
I get it.
What would you say is your all-time chain restaurant dessert? Or you can have a top three if you want.
Oh, sure. I'd love to have a top three. I'd say Cheesecake Factory is in that top three.
Okay, just any cheesecake from the factory.
Yeah, because they are... It's pretty much eating a cake.
Sure.
I'm pretty much quantity over quality. and I think that's why I like the chain restaurant desserts, because they do not hold back.
Bring me a lot of something.
That's all I care about. Because I like a basic brownie and sundae, and you get that at TGA Fridays, you get that at Chili's.
Yeah.
I like a McFlurry from McDonald's.
McFlurry rules.
I way prefer the M&M over the Oreo. I think they actually took the Oreo off the menu. Because I said something.
Those bastards.
I'm a big... what are the Dairy Queen and Foster's Freeze analogs?
Blizzards.
Blizzards and... what's the Foster's Freeze one called? Twisters. I love them both. I'm all about the Butterfinger. Put some Butterfinger in there.
Oh, and then they turn it upside down and it does not fall out.
Yes. The primary thing that worries me about those, let's call them twisted dessert confections.
That sounds negative, but okay.
You can't handle. They're so twisted.
They serve them to you in a drink cup.
And they do.
The drink cups are, you know, drink cups at a fast food restaurant are quite large.
Yes, they are.
And if you order a large Twister or whatever at the Foster's.
Let's go with Blizzard. I'm much more familiar with a Blizzard.
If you're getting a Blizzard and you're getting the large, that's literally 2 pounds of ice cream that you're supposed to eat.
Yes, yeah. It
like,
is.
That's like stacking 2 pints on top of each other.
Yep.
And I'm not complaining.
And
yeah, I mean, it is in the drink cup, and oftentimes they're too thick to get through a straw, which is always a little frustrating.
Oh, God, I'm getting excited.
Dong tails. But I find you can kind of get around that. I don't know about you guys, but I can fit my whole mouth around the roof of the cup and just eat it with no hands. I can just tip
just
my head back and let it slowly droop down
Delicious.
My esophagus.
Delicious.
And then I go to sleep.
Yeah. Come on, isn't that a good feeling? I mean, you feel like shit the next day, but that's a good
feeling. Ooh, that's a hearty sleep.
Yeah,
it's a hearty sleep. Yeah.
Jordan wrote the first draft of that Lil' Kim song where she says, watch me make a Sprite can disappear in my mouth.
Yeah.
And it was about a large Blizzard.
When they wanted to change it, I left the project.
Is that really a lyric?
Yeah, Lil' Kim's very vulgar. It's
Bless
one of her,
heart.
Signatures. I'd prefer to keep it clean, Tony.
Oh, wow. That's disappointing.
I mean, for a sitting U.S. senator to use language like that.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome if Lil' Kim was a senator. I would really appreciate that.
Would it be awesome?
It would be really fun, yeah.
She's got my
Look
vote.
At the senators we have. Have you met these clowns in Congress?
Oh, don't get him started.
Oh my gosh, I just had a total memory of Molly Shannon's stand-up person going, don't get me started.
She got that from me.
Oh, did she?
No.
Jordan writes a lot of
first drafts. I accidentally stole it from her just now. Are we going to deal with our friend under the sheet?
Yeah. So,
oh, I just want it to be such like a little man.
Hello, I'm Danny DeVito. I've been here the whole time, and I sound like this now.
How many of you are Jordan Jesse Go fans, regular listeners already? And if you're a regular Jordan Jesse Go listener, you'll know that some time ago, as a gift, my young son Oscar, who's 5, received a horrible nightmare.
Oh, he had a bad nightmare.
No. He received as a gift.
Oh.
A horrible nightmare in corporeal form.
Yes.
The nightmare takes the form of a robot called Number 2 Robocomma. And
the robot is here with us today.
Oh.
So this is a blue robot that my wife got because my son Oscar requested a robot for a birthday, and this was the first thing that came up if you type robot into Amazon. It says SmartBot on the outside for the listeners at home. It has a vaguely R2-D2-esque color scheme, but is a humanoid bot.
Right. Jeff, to give people a sense of what this thing sounds like.
I am Number 3 Robocop. I reaper sans ability, able to sense your special orders. I can dance as well.
So, yeah. So the robot... Oh, boy. For the folks at home, the robot is trying to kill us and knocking us off our stools.
Are you okay?
So I'm just fine. So it has a series of buttons here. There are some that control its movements. They make it slide forward or walk forward, walk backwards or slide backwards.
That's all it did was slide. I didn't see any walking.
Turn. It also has 5 buttons on the controller. One says song. One says machine language.
And then one says find mom in shower. No, that's what it says.
Too close to home.
One says music. One says good habit. And one says science popularization. The science popularization one also has the symbol for like the atomic symbol.
So
like the symbol for nuclear power.
So this was in your house, and it was both dancing and playing some sort of Ace of Base knockoff type song.
And then periodically, I would press science popularization, and this would happen.
Master, let me tell you some interesting popular sciences. Master, do you know what a universe is? Universe is a general name of works of God.
A universe is general name of works of God.
So
I don't. Is it good for a? Is it good?
He's
for
a believer.
Yeah, clearly. Is it good for a child to become accustomed to being called master?
I was thinking the same
thing. Are we just giving our kids fetishes? I mean, I know you, everything we do gives them one, but is that just laying it out too specifically?
Yeah, like, are you worried that this is going to be like... That's the other thing. It gets mad at you when you don't play with it.
I only eat credit card PIN numbers.
Low battery, please recharge.
Throw me at the White House. Okay, I guess we'll throw you at the White House. So, okay, so as far as you know, as far as your kids know, it's broken.
Yes. So
you have lied.
One of my children picked it up. My youngest child picked it up, stole it from his older brother, took it into the master bath, and put it into the toilet.
I love being in here. I enjoy your waste. Master. Open wide for Master's waste. All right.
Master, put me under the glass coffee table.
Well, spit in my mouth, Daddy. All right.
So we said that we were going to dry it out and see if it still worked. So we washed it pretty thoroughly, dried it, and we said we had to put it in the closet to dry it. We decided to see how long we could keep it in the closet before he asked for it. It had been several weeks in the closet. He finally asked for it, and we improvised that it had not survived the water.
Tony, did you, when your kid
Wait,
was
hold
going,
on, but
oh,
it,
yes.
It sounds like it survived. Did some...
Tony, broken, Tony.
My five-year-old listens to this show.
You were doing those voices.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So Jesse, you would like this to not be in your house anymore, lest the kids find it and learn that you are a liar.
Yeah, I brought it to the office to hide it from my children. And it's been sitting
and
on
to
my
do
desk.
Some, like, clerical work.
Wait, so for clarity, it did survive the toilet.
Obviously. Yeah, that's why it made those noises.
So it did not have any glitches after the toilet. I'm not going to lie, that says something about the company.
Yeah, this is a well-made.
They made it well.
Robot.
I mean, an iPhone drops in and you're screwed.
Yeah, I mean, I think like this has
such a good point. Those things just fucking break. Yeah, and this can survive
this guy...
a swim in the toilet.
Yeah,
this and is it's the... still telling you that a universe is anything made. By a living God.
Yeah.
He actually, I sent him out to audition to star in WALL-E 2. After the apocalypse, he's the only thing still there.
Yeah. But so we want to, you want to get it out of the house.
Yeah, because I had brought it to my office for quite some time, and it was frankly actively embarrassing me on my desk. Like too many, you know, like movie stars would come in to be interviewed by Bullseye, and they'd be like, so... Weird robot on your desk, huh?
Why did you keep it?
Because I felt like I think after a certain amount of... I felt like I had gotten past the window where I could remove it from my house. But there was always the possibility that me not having it would lead to a catastrophic disaster later.
And it's nice to be called master.
And that's true.
It's a really good point.
It's nice. Yeah.
It's a really good point.
My wife's not into that shit, so.
Yeah. You're doing a great job, master. And I don't care if you sometimes cry. Now, feed me your urine. All right. So we wanted to give this away to someone who has come to all three of our combined Sketchfest shows. So someone who is at John Hodgman, Bubble, and is here. Has anyone accomplished this? Has anyone hat-tricked this thing?
Stand,
more people.
Please stand.
Stand.
Wow, I really was... all our contingency plans involved no one having done that.
And we just boot the robot out into the audience and let people destroy it. Yeah. But yeah, somebody can have this. So I think what we want to do is we want to give this to someone who has come to all three shows. And I guess because, as we all know, singing is always my hobby.
Yeah.
You have to, if you want the robot, you have to sing a few bars, and Tony Hale's going to get to judge who wins.
Oh, God.
So
that started off
scary. If you want the robot.
So we've got an audience microphone right over here, and Brian Fernandez. Number 28, ma'am, you can
and
take
the first
try.
And just going to go ahead and make a wild guess. All of these are going to be Hamilton, right? Or they might be Giants deep cut.
So
one of the two.
We really only need a few bars. We're just, remember that.
And by the way, that's asking a lot. I get the anxiety that you're feeling right now. I just hear you and I see you.
Just remember, it's not a well attended show, so not that many people are judging you.
And I've been drinking ice cold beverages.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, right, number 28 right, is ready. What song will you be performing for us?
I'm going to do a karaoke go to of.
West Side Story.
A karaoke?
Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Great.
Oh, nice.
A great song.
Here's your pitch. La 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 la.
I don't know if that's the pitch, but
no.
It's a pitch.
Stars shining bright above me.
Pretty good so far.
Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you.
Sweet. I'm feeling something.
Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me.
Aww. Pretty solid work.
What's your name?
Solid.
Ariel.
Okay. Oh, Ariel with Dream a Little Dream of Me. Ma'am, what's your name?
Shyla.
Hi, Shyla.
Hi, Shyla. Welcome. What song will you be performing for us?
I'll do Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay, great. That's a classic. Here's your pitch. Me, 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 me.
Don't listen. He's not.
Perfect.
He's not
thank
a,
you.
Not a trained musician.
That really helps.
Block it out.
He's there to fuck you up.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Okay.
We're just confirming those are the lyrics.
No, it is the lyrics.
No, we're proud of her for getting there.
Oh, 100%.
Way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
Ladies
beautiful
and gentlemen, strong performance.
Great job.
Classic song.
Great job.
Amazing.
Okay, right over here.
Two strong contenders.
We got this young lady in the sweatshirt.
Hooded sweatshirt, some sort of print.
That applause, by the way, was just classic San Francisco applause for the idea of the hooded sweatshirt.
I've got one of those.
It's a Harry Potter sweatshirt, so.
Oh.
Even more.
But Gryffindor?
Hufflepuff.
Oh.
You should
Hufflepuffs in the audience?
Whoa.
You guys should think about spending your time going to a live taping of a comedy podcast.
What will you be singing?
I will be doing my karaoke go-to, Bitch by Meredith Brooks.
Okay.
Great.
This is different than Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Do you need your pitch? Red leather, yellow leather.
I'll just be making up some notes because
I do
not sing. I want you to know. Nope. That's a different.
It's going good.
Great so far.
That's a different song.
That's like Alanis Morissette.
That's my other karaoke go-to. I'll do that one instead, since I started.
Is that not Bitch?
That's Alanis Morissette's I Want You to Know.
Yes. You ought to know.
I'm glad that she knows her lane. Her lane is Alanis Morissette and fake Alanis Morissette.
But fun fact,
it's okay.
Both those songs about Dave Coulier. Yeah.
So,
who sings Bitch?
But I ask that you not
Meredith
cut
Brooks?
It out.
No. No, keep going. What you were doing was great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I want nothing but the best. For you both.
Yeah.
Help from the crowd. Well done. Well done.
Well done.
Oh, wait. What was your name?
Carrie.
Who stood up over here? There was one more over here. Yeah, come on.
Get up here.
Here we go. I mean, if you just want to sing the chorus from I Hate You So Much Right Now by Khalees... It's actually called Caught Out There. Thank you. At JD Power on Twitter if you have corrections.
All I could think of was This Old Mare.
Yeah. It's called The Old Gray Mare, but old, go
sure,
for it.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was This Old Man. That
he's combined the two.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Don't public domain explain to him.
This gray mare.
It goes, the old gray mare. Old, she,
yeah, old,
paint what she used, what she used to be. Paint what she used to be. Paint what she used to be.
Thank you. This gray. Oh,
I've
this
never
old
heard
mare.
The song, so you could literally sing whatever you want.
Paint what she used to be. Paint what she used to be. Paint what she used to be. This. Oh. That old gray mare ain't what she used to be.
All in a bowl of blood.
Is that really what it was? Good job.
What was your name?
Matt. Thank you, Matt.
Who do you think, Tony? Who's getting the bot?
Who's getting the bot? Guys, I don't like making these decisions.
It's big. No,
I'm a people
know.
Pleaser. I wish, it survived the toilet. Can we not separate it four ways and maybe it'll survive? I'm just going to go with my favorite color, and I like yellow, and her sweatshirt was yellow, so I'm
going
to say...
That's a great reason. Come on up.
Congratulations to you, and by extension, to all the Hufflepuffs here.
Yes. Yay!
Best of luck at this year's Tri-Wizard Cup. And I will ask this... Like I ask at the end of every Harry Potter reference. Did that make sense? Thank you. I can kind of make them.
I think it's time to bring John Roderick on.
Oh, yes, I would love to.
Please welcome back to the stage the one and only Mr. John Roderick.
No, stay here.
We've put together a little quiz. However, to help out Tony and John... We've decided to ask some folks from the audience to come up and join them. So if you would like
fun.
To come up and play the quiz with a major entertainment celebrity or John Roderick.
Massive.
Go ahead and raise your hand. We've got one right here, you ma'am, who raised your hand right away. And how about you, right there? Come on up.
Come on up.
Nope, they're just going to...
Sidle up. I think you're going to have to...
Yeah, you're going
to
sidle up, and you're going to be sharing a... Since you're on stage first, you get to pick your teammate.
Oh, thanks.
Tony.
What's your name?
Sorry, John.
Hi, Danny. I'm Tony.
Seemed kind of fast that you pick your... Just like...
It's a proximity thing.
Hi, John.
Hi, nice to see you. Thank
Hi,
you
my
for
name is Sarah.
Being my default partner.
Oh.
So this quiz has to do with the website Reddit.
Have you guys heard of this Reddit?
Yes.
Do you use Reddit?
Yes, I do.
This Reddit.
Do you use Reddit, Tony's partner? I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Oh, it's okay. It's Danny.
Danny.
Right up on that microphone.
Not by choice.
So Reddit, just to kind of describe it for some people who might not know what it is, it's kind of a message board of like ultra specific
communities.
It's
the front page of the internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a good place to go to
If you want to talk to other members of a really specific kind of Nazism.
So what are your Reddits?
Oh gosh.
If you can say.
Oh. I mean, I'm very active on a TV show Reddit that I'm obsessed with. It's called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah.
Really?
Great show, created by a past guest on Jordan Jesse Go.
Yes, I love her.
She's the best.
Yeah. It's a place I like to go to express an opinion about a Sonic the Hedgehog game and then be called a cuck.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun. We have a list of some actual subreddits, which we have combined with some shit we made up. So
your job is to identify which of the subreddits that we read is the real subreddit. So two of them will be subreddits that we made up. Yeah. One of them will be an actual subreddit. And what's your name?
Sarah. My husband is the jazz cat.
Danny. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's very jazzy.
The question, what is a subreddit? I don't know what a subreddit is.
It's kind of like a... It's like a little enclave where you discuss a very particular thing.
So how is that different than Reddit? Like, because isn't Reddit you discuss a particular thing?
I guess Reddit is the larger website that contains the subreddits. They're kind of like individual pages.
Uh-huh. Okay,
I'm sure there's Tony Hale /Fick on there.
I do not want to go to that.
Yeah, stick with /r/ Boz Skaggs and you're all good.
Okay.
Everybody loves the Boz man.
John, because you just recently sat down, y'all, we'll give you guys the first crack at it. Which of these is real? Horn dog, where you discuss dogs with horns. Wolves with watermelons, pictures of wolves eating or standing near watermelons. Or seals that might be uncles.
And the description for that one is just discussion, theories, etc.
Is this which one is real
one
or
is
not
real?
Real?
Which one of these is real?
Wolves with watermelons or seals that might be uncles.
So our two choices are horn dogs and seals.
With uncles. Or who
seals
like
are
uncles,
yeah.
That might be uncles.
That might be uncles.
But you feel pretty strongly that horn dogs sounds Reddit.
It does to me.
Horn dogs. Dogs with
Someone
horns.
In the audience said it does to me, so.
Okay. Should we just... I'm going to cede to you on this. Feel
that
strong
sounds
about
great,
it?
Yeah.
Horn dogs.
Bad news, guys. The correct answer is wolves with watermelons.
Wolves with watermelons.
So it was neither. It was
You'll look up
I
there on the screen. We have an example of a wolf eating a watermelon that a group of people on the
like
internet are into for some reason. Let's go to Team Tony here for the next one, Jesse.
Yeah, Team Tony.
I'll
that was your name.
Danny and
Danny.
I are being very disciplined by not looking at your paper because we can see your paper and we're not looking.
Ooh, it's going to be our quiz show scandal.
Okay, Danny, are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Which of these is a real subreddit? Sky Fieri. That's clouds that kind of look like Guy Fieri. Bread stapled to trees. That's pictures of bread stapled to trees. Or fuckable Nintendo. It's dedicated to ways to fuck Nintendos and their peripherals.
Like a Rob the Video Robot.
Rob the Video Robot.
Super
one.
Scope 6.
Yeah. Power Glove
Power
would
glove.
Be a big one.
I think we should scratch out the fuckable Nintendos. We're not going to support that.
No. And people love Guy Fieri and stuff that looks like him. What was the middle?
The middle one is bread stapled to trees.
I want to see that, though. I know.
Well, there was a big trend of Jesus in pieces of bread.
Oh, and sure. In trees.
Yeah. And in trees.
Ooh.
Maybe we should go with your instinct of the Guy Fieri.
Yeah, Fieri.
Fieri.
Yeah. I agree. Guy Fieri. In no, the sky.
No,
sky Fieri.
Sorry. Bread staple to trees.
You should always go with God.
Bread staple to trees.
To the robot.
But we encourage anyone out there to go out and make the fake ones.
Sarah and John, the next one is for you.
All right.
Dinosaurs on bicycles. A peaceful and loving community for dinosaur enthusiasts with a penchant for cycling. Freedom Hamster. Hamsters delivering famous quotes about libertarianism. and Freedom Ham. Ham's delivering famous quotes about libertarianism.
Oh my gosh.
It's got to be one of the libertarian ones because that's 9/10 of Reddit.
Here's the thing. I know that there's a Reddit that's like dragons fucking cars. Uh-huh. And yeah. I feel
that's
like that's
main
very
thing
similar.
We talk about on this show, ma'am.
I feel like that's very similar to the first one. So I'm thinking it's one of the other two.
Right. It's not implausible. It could be either all three. But let's see. Which says freedom to you more?
A hamster or a ham?
Ham is way more freedom.
But how so?
Well, if you had total freedom,
you would just eat ham.
Go right to the ham, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking of those government fat cats keeping you way away from my ham.
Okay. Yeah.
But at the same time, maybe the juxtaposition of the hamster and the freedom is what appeals to people at the Reddit, right?
Also, ham can't talk.
Ham can't talk.
An excellent point,
right? But you know, a hamster is
my
on.
My hamster can. He told me to murder that woman.
All right, I urinate in my bedding. Everything has this voice.
A hamster is on a never-ending wheel, trapped in a cage. Like,
there's a symbolism there.
Yeah, it doesn't realize.
That's a very good point.
That it's a cuck.
Right. It doesn't know yet.
Right. So a freedom hamster would be a hamster that was ready to like. Go build a underground bunker.
Yep, I'm right there with you.
So what do we?
Yeah.
Where do we go?
I think you're right. I think freedom hamster.
Freedom hamster.
No dinosaurs on bicycles.
A peaceful and loving community for dinosaur enthusiasts with a penchant for cycling.
I have to say, I'm so literal in my head when you were like, "Oh, there's a Reddit for dragons fucking cars," and I'm like, "How?" And then I see a drawing.
Access to the internet.
Tony, I'll answer your question mostly in the trunk. Mostly in the trunk. Here's your guys' next
Reddit,
one.
Right?
Which of these is real? Chapped Teats, a community for long distance runners. Unlikely Goiter, goiters you'd never expect. And Shower Orange, pictures of users eating oranges in the shower.
Shower Orange, it's so stupid. Shower Orange.
Yeah, you're right. Shower Orange. And just for the audience, there's a picture of a wild-eyed man eating an orange in a shower.
I would describe him as a posts to subreddits type.
Sure.
Sarah and John, Woolly Bully, a community of sheep haters and harassers, Fat Squirrel Hate, people insulting the weight of squirrels.
That's it.
Yeah.
Or Animal Friends, pictures of animals who look like cast members of Friends.
Oh. I feel like
you love Animal Friends. I could see it on your face.
I really like Unlikely Animal Friends, but this is a different thing than that. But I feel like Fat Squirrel Hate is very consistent with what I know about Reddit. Right?
You're right. Fat Squirrel Hate. That's the real one.
Yay!
You win.
Our expert. Look at that stupid squirrel.
Look at that
what
squirrel.
What an idiot. I hate that squirrel.
Okay, this one's for Danny and Tony. Sharks with human teeth. Pictures of sharks with human teeth. Tall hats. You won't believe these hats. Or three shoes, 2 feet. The description of which is one too many shoes.
Sharks. I've seen it. It's terrifying.
I've seen sharks. With
You're absolutely
sharks,
correct. It's
yeah.
sharks with human teeth.
You knew it.
I assume you're right. Yeah.
For you guys.
Oh, wow.
Which of these is real?
Oh, he looks nice.
For the record, Danny just said, oh, he looks nice.
He does.
It's a nice smile.
He looks fun.
Congress babies. Congress members made adorable. Primary Pokemon, discussion of Pokemon as presidential candidates. and Enlightened Birdmen, Discussion of Humanity's Imminent Downfall by Birdmen.
Oh my gosh.
I'm really intrigued to go to r/enlightenedbirdmen.
I agree.
But that doesn't mean it's real.
My instinct is Congress babies.
Yeah. Incorrect. The correct answer is Enlightened Birdmen. Where they literally make posts where they type out screech, screech, awk, awk, and then philosophy stuff.
One and one.
Yep. We got to Danny's team has two.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Two and one.
Jeez.
That's fun. Which of these is real? Joe Biden and a sandwich. Pictures of Joe Biden eating a sandwich. Still Shooting, ideas for sequels to Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. And Peaches. Peaches discussion only. Please no herb talk.
I feel like I'm gravitating towards the peaches. Somebody getting upset saying, please don't talk about herbs. That sounds close.
It sounds very Reddity.
It's actually Joe Biden in a sandwich.
Oh, but now I want to see. Oh, he does like sandwiches.
We would have won that one.
Yeah, we would have.
Danny has such a winning attitude about these nightmarish pictures. Sarah and John, giant micro machines, unusually large micro machines, Dorito hair, anime characters with their hair replaced by Dorito bags, or Crabba, ABBA songs performed by crabs.
Oh my God. I got the last one wrong, so I want to hear your thoughts.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm trying to hear Jordan and Jesse's comedic voices in some of these, but their comedic voices are indistinguishable from real crazy people.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Roastmaster General.
I don't know. Giant micro machines, I was so excited. I really want to see those.
But also, Dorito hair is so absurd that it could be true.
Let's go Dorito hair.
You're absolutely correct.
Yay!
For you guys,
Danny and Tony,
Thomas the Dank Engine, hip-hop remixes of the Thomas the Tank Engine theme, Where My Dogs, DMX rapping about Paw Patrol, or Richie Rich, NSFW, / fic featuring cartoon millionaire Richie Rich and Oakland rapper Richie Rich. Which of these is real?
I agree. The first one that I can't remember.
Thomas the Dank Engine.
You're right.
Okay, Sarah and John. Keys as weapons, discussion of self-defense using keys and key rings. Pocket sand, people discussing the benefits of carrying around sand. Or everyday hoagie, carefully composed photographs of the ingredients of submarine sandwiches.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like the first one is more of a 4chan.
I disagree.
Oh, really? You think that's also pretty Reddity? Pocket sand.
I'm feeling pocket
it's
sand.
It's so appealing.
It's so...
Especially if it was kind of like that warm sand that they use at the optometrist. Am I the only, one? To bend your glasses. The optometrist has a bucket of heated sand, and they put your glasses in it. It heats up the plastic, and then they can adjust it to you.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Super hot. There are so many glasses wearing nerds in here. That I feel like this is some slash fic that they're all like, oh yeah.
Guys, let's talk about our favorite inhalers. Tony is pumping his fist.
Albuterol.
So what do you think?
I don't know. Everyday hoagie though.
Everyday hoagie.
Everyday hoagie though. I mean, I've seen Reddits of like where they make giant sandwiches and like post pictures of it. I don't know.
I think we should go with Pocket Sand, though.
Pocket Sand?
Yeah, just because it seems like that's the instinct here.
Pocket Sand.
You're right.
Yeah!
You're absolutely right. This is actually great.
This is great. This is the last question.
It's the last question, and you guys can win it all here.
Because we're tied, right?
Because you're tied.
3-3.
For everything. Which of these is real?
Danny and Tony.
Yes.
Skeletons, NSFW. Pictures of skeletons having sex, nude, or... wearing suggestive bikinis.
Oh!
My Pillow deepfakes, the MyPillow.com guy digitally inserted into pornography. Or Mom, Dad, I love you. It's been a great ride. I don't blame you. If you cut me out of the will, Shark Garfunkel, scat porn featuring Art Garfunkel.
Featuring who?
Art Garfunkel.
No.
Skeletons, NSFW, My Pillow deepfakes, or Shark Garfunkel.
Wait, I have a question. Was the description, was nude in the description for a skeleton?
Yes, it is nude.
Having sex, nude, or wearing suggestive bikinis.
Says a lot.
So it could also include, like, R-rated shots.
Yeah. No one
skeletons.
Wants to see the My Pillow guy.
I don't want to see the My Pillow or the Garfunkel.
Yeah. Garfunkel. Sexy skeletons, please.
You're the champion!
You've won!
Yeah. Wow.
Nice job, Danny.
We did a good job. Yeah.
Danny, you've won my script.
Oh, hell yeah.
Congratulations, Danny, ladies and gentlemen. And let's hear it for Sarah as well. Well, that was a lot of fun, huh?
So, yeah, I guess we have one more little piece of business before we debut this all-new song, right?
Every week on Jordan, Jesse, Go!, we ask you to share your momentous occasions with us. We have some folks who have created live in-person momentous occasions by talking in the future. I probably should have scripted this out for myself because I'm doing a bad job of improvising
No, you're nailing it, dude. We love it.
Thank
Wait,
you, Jordan.
So it's a momentous occasion that you've had recently?
Yes. So something amazing that's happened to you in your life. Usually we have people call them in to an answering service, but now we're going to do them IRL. Our Donna, Dana, and Mike here.
Dana and Mike, come on up to this microphone
right
over here.
Yeah.
Hey, Dana.
Brian's got a microphone.
He's got a mic for you right there.
Yeah. Hi, I presume Hello. You're Mike.
I am.
Mike, nice to meet you. Where
Thank
are you,
you
from?
We're from around Chicago.
Around Chicago.
Yeah, beautiful Aurora. Country.
Why are you here? Did you know this was going to be a Jordan, Jesse, Go! Taping?
Yes.
Wow. Weird.
My mom lives out here, so we come to see you guys and visit my mom for a weekend.
You two are real American heroes.
Woohoo!
Sorry, firefighters.
What's your momentous occasion?
We were inspired by your swim team joining to start taking a stroke clinic class to prepare to join a swim team near us.
Stroke clinic? Dong story.
different kind of stroke clinic. Different stroke. Different strokes for different folks.
John Roddick.
Freestyle for me.
John Roddick, everybody. And how are you finding the stroke clinic? Who of the two of you, who strokes it the best?
Oh. I'm terrible. She's the stroker.
So she's the stroker ace.
Ah.
Wow.
Sure.
A little bit of a deeper cut.
Yeah. They'll get it on
So
the
is it
home.
Is it it's called a stroke clinic and not just a swim team?
The swim team is the next level.
Oh.
Do you guys have weird tans yet?
It's all inside.
Yeah. This is Chicago.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right.
What's your favorite stroke?
I just struggle to not breathe water, so...
I get that.
She's the one to ask.
Trying to live, then.
Yeah,
trying
yeah.
to live. Yeah.
I like backstroke.
Yeah, I love it. I remember... I don't need to go into a story, but I remember when
Please
I was
do.
A kid, and I was on the swim team, and I didn't like being on the swim team, and I stopped in the middle of a meet... And my dad said, he looked at me, was like, keep going. And he said I had an expression on my face that was like, why I'm exhausted. And I just stood up and stopped. Hence the asthma and the albuterol.
You're like, is there an acting class in that pool house
exactly.
over there?
Are there any artists in here?
Lacey, is a Lacey here? Lacey, come on up.
Here comes Lacey. She's wearing a red blazer. Vomit on my sweater already. Mom spaghetti.
I really
Jesse,
did not.
That is like a boiled wool, like super South American super coat.
Yeah, got it's it
like
for a, my birthday.
It's like a poncho jacket.
It
looks
is.
Beautiful.
Is it your birthday?
There's pockets too. Always gotta have a pocket.
Jacket in the day, throw in the evening.
Exactly. I could wear this all day long.
Cool.
Those are big pockets. You could steal a baby and put it in there.
Lacey, what's your momentous occasion?
My momentous occasion is that our dog recently had surgery, and she's fully recovered from TPLO surgery.
And so. How long till she can go snowboarding again?
She could go right now, but we have to slower, you know, slowly introduce her.
Did you have to keep your dog in like a weird? When my dog had knee surgery, we had to keep her in one of those like inside one of those baby play gates. You know, like a playpen, we weren't allowed to get her excited because she might run from one side of it to the other, and if she ran, she might hurt herself.
Oh, yeah, we had to keep the fun way down, and she did not like it.
Did they give you, like, dog tranquilizers also to keep her from doing anything?
Oh, yes, they were so helpful. They're just like, keep pushing them on her. Like, you'll be very thankful about
it. Can you give me a handful for the flight? Gotta fly back
they're
after this.
They're all gone. Sorry.
There's suppositories.
I have a question about pet insurance.
Oh, let me talk about that.
Please, because is that something, it's a real trend, I mean, not a trend, but people have pet insurance, and I do wonder, I never know what's covered. Is something like that covered?
Okay, I did a lot of research into this before it actually happened, so I was like, maybe I need to get dog insurance for her. So I read on Consumer Reports, who ultimately concluded that you just save up your money. 6 months later, she pulled her knee.
Yeah.
So
what do they say it does cover?
It covers everything other than dental, and then they're very strict, like weird about the whole leg issue. Like the tendon issue in the knee is a common thing among
what
dogs.
About what does it cover if they're cranky because they want some food? Problem
that
in my house.
That wasn't listening.
My wife and I, a lot of listeners here probably know that I have a beautiful dog named Coco, who I love very much. My wife and I talked about whether we should get pet insurance for her.
Uh-huh.
We ultimately decided to, and it was a second dog named Sissy.
Same
so
here.
So if something happens to Coco, we still have a dog.
Yeah.
We got it for our dog, Mia, and we're like, not going to do that again.
Hey, give it up for Lacey and her recently injured dog, everyone. We got one more, and then the big musical extravaganza. Carrie, is Carrie here? Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Carrie.
Yellow, proud, my favorite color.
Yeah, proud Hufflepuff. Winner of the upsetting robot. Carrie, what's your momentous occasion?
So I decided to have a baby.
Congratulations.
That's not it. That's just the setup.
This is going to be a very momentous occasion if the baby is just the setup.
And you found out who you're maining in Super Smash Brothers.
In order to, one of the things you can do when you're trying to have a baby is you can check your fertility by looking at your cervix.
Sorry to interrupt, but we are really big advocates of just getting a hand mirror and checking out your downtown area here on your podcasts yourselves.
Yeah. We're having a
your
little.
Body, your podcast? Yeah. What did I say it was called? Anyway.
Anyway, we're having a little meet-up after the show. If everybody, hopefully you brought your hand mirror, and we're all just going to check it out.
If you didn't bring a mirror, don't worry. We've got the robot and the glass coffee table.
So you were saying about your cervix.
I think we should move on. Go ahead.
In addition to a hand mirror, you need a speculum to see your cervix. So I got one on Amazon. And what I didn't realize is that most of the people who buy speculums on Amazon are sex perverts.
Mm.
No judgment.
No judgment. Well, you said perverts. That was a little judgy. Let's just say medical enthusiasts.
Sex adventurers.
Sensual adventurers.
Heroes?
Sorry, firefighters.
Thank you. Finally.
So Amazon now believes that I am a sensual hero. And so now Amazon frequently recommends to me adult baby onesies.
Dope.
And now, how much are those? What is ballpark? I mean, it probably varies by size.
But, right.
Yeah. Well, hey, well, hopefully this you know, opens your mind to the possibilities of dumping in your jammies.
Should we hear this song?
Carrie, everybody!
Hey, Carrie!
Yeah, so John, what can you as for the big climax of the show, what can you tell us about what we are about to hear?
Well, just as I was leaving the stage, you made a crack about how if we did a John Lennon song, that it would get you in some kind of hot water, publishing hot water.
Yep,
right.
Is that you
right?
Are the Roastmaster General.
That's right. So I said, lol. Ruffle. Let's find a song that we can do from the Beatles catalog that everyone can join us in singing that maybe will get you guys in a situation where you owe some money to
Michael Jackson's
Northern Sun, songs, right? And so let's bring the band up.
Yeah.
Woo. Oh.
You know, one of the things about the Beatles is that three of them have the names of Christian saints, and one of them is named Ringo. That's true of our band, too. Everyone has the name of a Christian saint except for Justin.
So which disciples? Peter? Like, what saints are we talking
Peter,
about?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Got it.
I'm John. There's a Matt. There's a Mark. And there's a Gabriel.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
There's Gabriel's fan club here.
Yeah, should we?
We're gonna need some microphones.
Give them the stage and them do the show.
Sure. Yeah. So we have a classical guitar that has eight strings, an eight string classical guitar, which is a new design we're working on. We have a baritone saxophone, a melodica, the greatest of all instruments. And a Yamaha acoustic guitar, and I will vouch, Yamaha acoustic guitar is some of the best guitars. They really are. Really are. And that's a beautiful black one in the style of Johnny Cash. Everyone knows this song. Even if you just immigrated here from the moon, you know this song. Let's see. Okay, so ready? Everyone sing along as well as you can. This is a little song you'll recognize right away. So let me just do a little.
Matt!
And the Roderick Ayers. I've been Jesse. This is Jordan. Good afternoon, I guess.
Got my city doing front flips. When every father may a rapper jump ship. I guess that's why they call it where I stay. Clean up the streets so my daughter can have somewhere to.
Jordan, Jesse Go, live from San Francisco in the SF Sketchfest. We're always thrilled to get to go to Sketchfest, and we were thrilled to have that grand finale from the one and only brilliant John Roderick of Friendly Fire.
Yeah. So shows like the one you just heard are brought to you by MaximumFun.org subscribers. $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever you got. If you could throw some of it over to MaximumFun.org. Not only can you feel great that you're keeping shows like this going, but you can also get some cool swag out of the deal.
Yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff you can get from our amazing the pin that has the terrible robot that we gave away in this episode of the show.
Yes.
Of a horrible robot that snuck its way into my home at a birthday party and drove me insane for 6 months. That has a banner in front of it that says Glug Glug.
Yeah.
Which all Jordan Jesse Go listeners know
sure.
is short for Glug Glug That Hot Yellow.
Sure. Listen, if you want a robot pen that alludes to piss drinking, go to MaximumFun.org/donate.
Who are we?
Hard to say.
Are we technically entertainers?
No, that's generous. We're speakers. We speak.
MaximumFun.org/donate is where you should go to become a member of Maximum Fun. God bless every single one of you who has, and we love you all so very much. We're so grateful to all of you for making our lives so much more lovely. And giving us the opportunity to do this show for you. It's great. We love doing it. You're the best. MaximumFun.org/donate. Please don't sue us, Ringo Starr. Goodbye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.